Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Northern Belle playwright Andrea Carr. I wanted to talk to you today about total life changes. You've heard me talk about my company, Be Fit for Life, under the Total Life Changes program. I wanted to talk to you this morning about IOSOT. Now, you know my story. So far, I've lost 10 pounds by drinking the IOSOT. And if I was to be really honest with you, if you drink 2 cups of tea a day, you're guaranteed to lose 5 pounds in 5 days. I haven't always drank 2 cups of tea. I'm being very honest with you. I'm pretty sure if I followed the regimen the way I'm supposed to, I would have lost even more weight. But besides losing weight, IOSOT has 26 other benefits. Some of them include it reduces stress, it reduces the risk of cancer, it helps prevent obesity, it combats ear infection, alleviates allergies, but it's also a detox. It removes those nasty, slimy parasites. And I'm serious, it really does work. You've seen my pictures on Facebook. You know my story. I want to make sure that you live a longer life and that you're healthy. Go to my website, www.befitforlife.org. That's www.befit4life.org. Check out the tea. You can get a month's supply for $40, $39.95. You can see me for a sample tea. The packet itself costs only $15, and it lasts a week. Call me, 470-210-4353. Come on, let's make some total life changes. It's time to be fit for life.
We're back. I have no idea what happened, but we got cut off. I'm just grateful that I was able to get back on because we're in the midst of a great conversation with Seven Johnson, the author, the blogger, the, oh my goodness, relationship guru. Every kind of relationship you can imagine, he knows something about. And what he said earlier was that he has a master's in life. And because of the things he's been through and because God has chosen him, he's able to share with us relationship information that we need to know. And it's simple, it's plain, it's things that you can understand. You don't need a dictionary. You don't need an encyclopedia. Remember those from back in the day? You can actually understand what he's telling you for your life. And I'm just glad to have him on here. Seven, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I apologize. I promise you what, I will leave Father's Day alone next year. Things are just going crazy today, and I guess it's the dad saying, hey, what about us? Don't forget. So for every male out there that's a father, a stepfather, a grandfather, an uncle, a cousin, a nephew, you have any hope in bringing a child to life or helping to raise a child, happy Father's Day to you. And happy Father's Day to you, Mr. Seven.
I think I'm on the bus, and they're playing the music now on the bus, so I don't know if y'all can hear me or if the music is interfering.
Hey, anything goes. I owe you another show. Don't worry about it. I'm going to figure it out. You have a whole show. When you're sitting down, I'm sitting down, and that way we won't have any distractions, and Blog Talk is not going to shut off the show.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Even if I have to come right back out here, that's no problem. I'll do that. If I have to come out one day and go right back the next day.
I appreciate it. You've been so good to me. You've been so patient. I definitely owe you that. And I think for that show, we'll probably record it and do it live so that way people can see.
Yeah, I'm with that. I see everybody had the radio kind of low when I was doing the first little segment of the interview, but you know, I don't want to bother them now since they started listening to their music. But I'm just like I said, like I'm just when it comes to anybody, when it comes to helping everybody, like I'm available. Like even if people get inside my inbox and asking me questions or want to get me to kind of answer stuff in their Facebook, like because I get like almost 600 inboxes, like at least every other day, if not close to every day and a half. You know, so like I catch everybody though. I try to make sure I catch everybody because I reply and I tell them like to just hold off asking another question for a few days so I can catch everybody. But you know, if I can, I try to do that. But what I want to do soon is do a little every like I don't know what day it is, but I'll try to do something on like one of these weekdays or weekend and just actually talk on the phone and do everything like just call, like a little conference call, where everybody can kind of ask questions and I can answer those questions and just go from there, you know. So, man, you might network and we just do it together. Just do some other little show and I do that, you know, once a week or if it's once a month or something.
You know what? I was just getting ready to suggest that. I was like, blog talk on any other day but today is really, really good, a way to talk to people. You could do it, like you said, once a week or once a month, because I know I definitely will be on listening because you definitely have a show. There are many people who have questions, and they really don't know who to ask. Like you said earlier, you definitely don't want to ask your friends who, you know, you don't really know what their relationship is like. I know when I have people come to me asking me, I'll tell them right away. I can tell you the things not to do because I know what I've done wrong. I'm never one to say that it was the other person. I know I have issues. I know I'm a strong cup of coffee. And it takes, you know, that person, that right person, to, you know, level me off. And I believe God has already sent me, and I'm grateful for that. But it took me going through different people. And like you said earlier, just because they weren't right for me doesn't mean they aren't right for somebody else.
Yeah. You know, and because, you know, it's funny, the person you fall in love with wasn't right for somebody else. Because you notice, like, sometimes you get in a relationship and the exes will be so quick to try to tell you everything that person did them wrong. And you're looking like, well, wow, they never did me that. You know, so it's like you were that person either changed for and not changed for because you asked it, but they hadn't already did that change. Because what happens is this, you know how you got women that say they could change a man or think they could change a man. What happens is this, that man can be changed by the right woman because he accepted it himself first. It's not because of what she did or what she tries to wait on him to do. It's because what he saw in that woman convinced him enough to do something right, you know, but he still had to make that decision. It had little to do with her just being herself. Because if that was the case, you got a lot of good women that a man is still trying to use and a man is still trying to mess over. But it'll take that right man to look at her and say, you know what, she's worth it. She's worth me doing something better with myself.
You know what, you bring up an awesome point, and it's something that my girlfriends and I talk about all the time. Yeah, Seven, we got to get you a show because there's so much to talk about. Oh, my goodness. We were just talking a couple of weeks ago about how you'll be in somebody's life as like their friend. And you know, in relationships, I don't know if you agree with this, but I think you do. In order to have a successful relationship, you got to have a big friendship. And so we think, you know, sometimes we're friends with somebody, but we'll have, you know, we'll like them secretly too and think that we'll be good for them because as friends, we're good for them. And we always wonder, why is it that you'll be a friend to somebody and you're good enough to be their friend? I'm talking about you're giving them ideas for businesses. You pray with them. They pray with you. You're hanging out. You're going out to dinner, blah, blah, blah. How is it that they don't see you in the context of a relationship? Why do they see you in the parameters of a friendship? Can you get some insight on that?
You know what? I think it's a few things. And one of the main things is this. A lot of times we have friends that aren't ready for love or aren't ready to be loved like they see you can give. Because, like, say, for instance, me as a guy, like, I could have had a friend, and that friend just was, like, perfect with the men she was with and got dogged out. But because I'm still out there playing games, you good enough to be my friend, but I love you enough as a friend not to put you through that because I know I'm not ready. You know, so a lot of times you would distance yourself and be just that good friend because it's comfortable. Because what happens also too is sometimes as a friend you can share things that when you get to be a mate that person will look at it a little differently and a little awkwardly. Like, you know, with a friend, you might have sat there and told your friend, like, man, I had her on hold for about 3 hours because I had company. And it just so happens y'all get into a relationship and he put you on hold for like 15, 20 minutes with his mama and you just don't know it, but then you go back to what he told you. So now you're reliving like, oh, I remember he did that before because that friend was so comfortable with being honest with you. So it's kind of hard to get into that relationship and not go back to the games that that friend told you they played. You know, so it's like that type of friendship, it has so many different lines and barriers until you get into a relationship. But that relationship that comes from you actually meeting somebody you're interested in and y'all become friends in that line first, those are the perfect ones. Because in being that friend, say, for instance, I always told women, like, before I got into a relationship, I always told women, like, I don't believe in taking a woman out. Like, I don't believe that I got to take you to the movies, I got to bring you out to dinner. And the reason, and most people would say, and it's like the maybe two or three people that throughout these years of me, like my last relationship with my kid's mom, then coming into these other people I was meeting, and then I, you know, just was in like, you know, I'll say Stacey because it's been the longest, you know. So other people, it was just that a dating period, and it just didn't get to it, and it was like two people. But what happened was that when you tell a woman that, I don't believe in that going out to eat and going out to bring you to no restaurants, the first thing they think is, oh, you trying to get some butt, or you too cheap to bring me out to eat. What they don't understand is I believe in communicating. I'd rather go sit in a park, go sit at a coffee shop. I'd rather come sit on your porch at your house. You can sit on my porch. We can sit on the hood of the car. But first I have to truly get to know you and talk to you. But you got people that are so into the social media aspect of a relationship that you'll sit there and have a person that will sit there and tell you they go out to eat, but then as soon as y'all eating, both of y'all on y'all phone, y'all Instagramming pictures of the food. Oh, girl, out on another date. Oh, man, I'm with your girl. We chilling. So it's like there's no intimacy there because you're basically dating just to say you did something for the weekend because you're not in a relationship. So statistically, you're just being on another date with that person who's going to go on a date with somebody either tomorrow or they went on a date the day before or they're going to date somebody next week. So how are you special? But when somebody sits there and tell you, well, know what, let me just get to know you. Like, what's wrong? Like, this is the problem with a lot of women now. Back then, I remember it used to be corny lines, but I remember with my mom in them times, a man would come up and ask you, like, what's your sign? Like, what's your favorite color? Like, man, what you like to eat? Dudes don't ask you that no more. They don't care. So at that time when it seemed corny, that person actually got to know you because that person would be able to tell his friends, like, man, her favorite color is blue. Man, she likes to go do this. But now we get so into trying to rush into stuff, or we so quick to let a guy be impressed with because he took you to a Ruth's Chris takeout or something like that. All right, he took somebody else there. So what? That doesn't mean anything. He does that. That's what he does. You know, it's the same thing with women. If that's what he does, that's not nothing impressive. But if you can get with somebody that the exes to sit there and turn to you and say, he never did that with me, that's when you got that right man. That's when you got that right woman. And that's what happened when I got to know Stacey. Man, that girl just actually talked on the phone a lot. And then we started just hanging with each other. We did not go out. We didn't take no pictures of food. We didn't go to no restaurants. People didn't know me and this girl was getting to know each other until we were ready to say, you know what? Let's start dating each other and see what it gets into. And once I saw that we're starting to date, I know when I start dating, I'm about to get into a relationship. I'm not dating to find out anything about you. My find-out period is that courting. My find-out period is those communications we have in back and forth talking. That's my find-out period. It's not dating you and spending money on you and then finding out that, okay, I'm going to be dealing with somebody else next week. My dating is now I'm about to get into a relationship with her. And those people that looked at it like, he just won't come get some, now when they see the stuff that I do for Stacey, they understand now. They see, like, man, look at the stuff he do with that girl. Look at the places he take her. It's because she understood, and it wasn't about no money. It wasn't about going to no restaurant. It wasn't about showing off. She understood me talking to her. And the key to it was this. Until somebody is your future, don't bring up your past. Because a lot of times we get into a relationship and that person say, what happened with you and your boy? Man, because he kept cheating on me, and I don't get down. I went 3 years with him cheating on me, or, well, I got tired of him because I came home from work and he don't want to do nothing. You done told all this dude everything he needs to know. So if he cheat on you and you won't break up with him, you know what he going to say? Oh, but you gave your boy about 3 years, but I do it one time, but you won't get rid of me. Because you shouldn't have opened your mouth. You don't give nobody an access to your weakness. You're supposed to let him know you from right then and there. Now, once you realize that this is who's going to be in my life, that's when you start to tell him the things that you were hurt by, because that person is starting to understand who you are first. That's why if you really look at those guys and those women that people come back and say, girl, he used to cheat all on his friends, the new girlfriend saying, well, I never knew that about him. Know why? Because she got to know who he was first before your messy ass came told her that. You know, and that's the key to it. It's like we need to stop trying to fill people in on things about other people and let them know about you. I don't care about what that dude did with you last, because I'm not trying to compete with him anyway. So before, I don't even compete with men who want attention from a woman, let alone with a memory. Like, you can't compete with a memory, because what happens with a memory is if you get with that woman and she was hurt enough by that man, she goes right back to refer to that memory. If you go to play with your boys every day, 5 o'clock basketball, but at 5 o'clock she found out he used to go pick up somebody from work. Already in her mind, she told you that, now she thinking you're doing the same thing. You know, so when it gets to really meeting somebody, let them know who you are at that point. Don't introduce them to your past. Don't introduce them to what you want, because what happens is this. The true people who really want to know stuff about you, most times they don't ask. Because know what happens? They listen and find out. They listen enough to see everything you ever loved and liked. And when they start doing stuff for you, you start to be like, girl, I ain't never told him that. Not understanding just in general conversation he picked up from it. Y'all might have just been riding down the street and you might have said, man, I always wanted to eat at that restaurant. And then anniversary, he surprised you and take you to that restaurant too. And you're like, oh, how you know this? Because it was just a general conversation, and he paid attention to it. You know, but when you have to tell a man when you first meet him, oh, I won't eat here, then tomorrow night he bring you there, he's not doing that because he wants to be with you. He's doing that to impress you and to gain points, because he did it too quick. A person who's really trying to get to know you, they have to line all their ducks up in a row first to see if you're worth being taken to that restaurant. Because a man that's looking for somebody to truly be in love with him, he's not trying to impress you. He's trying to sit there and import his knowledge on you, and he's trying to import stuff about him on you to see if you decide this is the route you want to go. I'm not trying to sit there and try to tell you something for myself. I'm trying to be me so you can tell yourself that, you know what, I really want to get to know Seven. You know, I'm not here to try to convince you for myself. I need you to be certain for yourself, you know, so I don't want to hear all the negative stuff, because inside of you telling him that negative stuff about your ex-man, you also start to tell him a lot of things about you that he may not want to tolerate. And then you start to wonder, like, why is it going down like that, or why is it going through that? And you just don't understand. You told him everything.
You have said a mouthful. When I tell you, you are so on point with conversations I've had with my friends, things they've gone through, things I've gone through. I wish you were like in a class like 20 years ago when we were making choices and things, because one of the things women do is tell the guy that they're talking to, just meeting, what they want, what they don't want, what they're going to tolerate, what they won't tolerate.
Yep.
How people hurt them, how they, you know, and we do. That is so crazy. When I think about the relationships I've been in, except for this last one, they are all exactly just how you broke it down. Well, I'm just getting out of a relationship, and he's cheating on me, and I'm just telling everything because we try, I guess, to force friendship on God.
Yeah. And know what else it is? We think as people that because we're saying that person won't do it. But sometimes that person is looking like, you know how they got women that say, because I paid his car note for him and I used to take him shopping. Now that's all that man heard. He didn't hear none of your other issues. He did not hear about how that man physically abused you. He did not hear how that man cheated on you. All he heard was she brought him clothes. So now he's going to be in there with you just to get that stuff that you knew you gave that other man. And see, if you don't give it quick enough, he's not going to be bothered with you because he thought he could get it fast. So it's like you can't tell people that. You have to sit there and be yourself and let a person accept you for that person. And the thing about it is love happens when you find out the unknown. And that unknown is, man, look how much I gave her my heart. This girl, every time she go out, she bring me something back. Man, I sit there, I done went home. She done had an outfit sitting on the bed for me and vice versa with women. When you didn't know that he would do that and he does it, now all of a sudden you're in love because you're like, girl, look, I didn't even expect this. I didn't know he was like that, you know. And that's what happens because, like, I don't know, like, did you pay attention to when I did the thing for Stacey for her birthday?
Yes.
All right. So what happened was throughout us knowing each other, Stacey would talk to me and she'll say, like, we'll be talking. And I imagine this was, like, through 6 months. 6 months of just conversation, of just conversing with each other. And she'll say, you know, I ain't never been to New York. Then it might be another 2 weeks pass by and we talking about something else. And she'll say, oh, you been on trains before? I never been on a train. You know, then some days by, we'll say helicopter. She'll say, I always wanted to take a helicopter ride. You know, so I listened to all those things. And when her birthday came, the things this girl never did her whole life but always wanted to do, I did every last one of them things in a weekend.
Wow.
Because I listened to her, and she was so shocked because she wouldn't have never thought this man and flew me to New York and let me get on a helicopter. Then we then took a yacht. Now we then went to the bookstore. We then flew back. We then had we ate at the restaurant I always wanted to eat at. We took a train. I did everything she ever wanted to do in a weekend because I listened to her all those months, and she just never knew it. And that's the thing that I knew, and that's the thing I knew, like, that's how I knew, like, man, I really love her. And the funniest, the odd thing about that was this here, is that my ex, my kid's mom, and the people that I dealt with before her, they can't sit there and say, girl, he did that for me, too. You see what I'm saying? So there's no question in it. But, like, if you got guys that will sit there and bring a woman out to eat, and then if that woman sitting there saying, girl, he just took me to YZ to eat, you got about 500 other girls saying, girl, please, that boy took me out to eat there. So it's not special. You know, so but when you do something that's totally different that you've never done, and it doesn't have to be on those big scales. It could be something whereas this woman just don't like texting. So you make sure you always call her. Even if she texts you, you'll call her back instead of responding for a whole hour. It's little things like that that she'll look at and be like, girl, he must know I don't like texting people because he never texts me. Like, we always actually talk. You know, and those are little things that we need to pay attention to that person may say to somebody else or just say to us in general conversation. But then we show them through love that I've been listening to you.
Right. And a woman wants to be listened to.
Yeah, and know what it is. See, most men, they hear what you're saying, but if they have no intentions on being with you, they're not listening to what you're saying. So it doesn't make a difference. But that guy who actually hears it and is listening to it, he already had intentions on being with you. Like, we all, you don't think, like, every guy really hears a woman say, I really want a man to spoil me. I really want a man to sit there and take me out. I want a man to do this. But if we don't want to be with that guy, I guess be with that female. We don't want to be with that female. That female doesn't want to be with that guy. Guess what happens? You just waiting them to stop talking so you can say, all right, so what you did today? And then when they hang up the phone with you, they call in their partner saying, man, it's someone bringing her out, man. I'm trying to, you know, I ain't trying to take her nowhere. He heard everything you said.
Right.
You know, so women can stop that. Like, that's an excuse with women who don't get. They sit there and say, girl, like, men just don't listen. Oh, we listening. It's about if we choose to do what you asked of. We heard everything you said. we ignored it because we felt like we weren't going to be with you anyway.
And that makes sense. So basically, they're just and you to death.
Yeah.
To get what it is they want to get to.
From you, yeah. You know, and that's the thing. It's like a guy would tolerate what he couldn't stand to be able to sleep with who he'd been wanting. He'll take all that stuff. But see, a guy that really likes you, he's not going to tolerate certain things because he already knows he doesn't want to be with you like that. He doesn't. He feels as if he don't want to waste that time to hear you go back and forth on issues that he already understands. So you could lose him that way. But the other guy, he didn't want to be bothered with you anyway.
Another thing my friends and I talk about is, how do you know? Like, I have a friend that's in a relationship, and I'm using quotations because we really don't know. And she's concerned because she thinks he's playing games. And it's hard for me to say because, you know, you have those guys that play games, and you have guys that are, you know, telling you the truth. Sometimes it's hard to see the real. And she's dealing with somebody who has a child, somebody else. She doesn't have any kids. And they'll spend time together. But what happens is he'll go to spend time with his child, and it's like she can't reach him. He becomes unavailable for a while because he'll go out of state to see his child. And so it's like as long as he's here, it's good. But when he goes to see his child out of town, it's like I need to give my full attention to my baby, so I can't focus on you right now, but I'll be back. And so she's kind of at a place where she's like, is he really dealing with his child or is he cheating?
So that already is answered when he's not answering a phone call. Because one thing about me is this, me and my kid's mom don't get down like that. So I can answer the phone at any time. There's no such thing as I can't answer it because my kids are around. That's no such thing. You know, so if I'm not answering that phone, it has little to do with my children. It has a lot to do with I'm dealing with their mom. Because why wouldn't I answer it if I'm trying to get to know you? And a lot of women really make this mistake of thinking that, well, he gives me time. There's a difference between a man giving you time and a man that has time. A man that gives you time only gives you time when he feels like being bothered and he can work you in. But a man that has time, it doesn't matter what time it is or when it's going to be done. He's still going to do it, whether it's at work. Because I'll give you this example. Think about this. You meet two guys as a woman, and you tell both of those guys when you first meet them, look, I can't have my cell phone ringing on my job, so don't call me between 1 and 1:15. Now, as it go along, you start to really like one of those guys. The other one is aggravating. So one day around 1:15, 1:10, the aggravating guy called you. So you looking at your phone like, I told this dumb, don't call me. So then when you get off, you're going to tell him, look, don't dial my phone no more because I told you don't call. You could have made me lose my job. That was your excuse. Now, the guy you like, he could call you at exactly 1:11, that knowing that's the time you're not supposed to be on the phone. You know what you're going to do? Sneak to the bathroom and say, hey, look, let me call you back if I'm still at work. So if you know that's what you do for somebody that you like, don't you think a man would do the same thing? Because when you truly want somebody, you change the rules. You don't do the same thing to them that you do to other people.
You're absolutely right. That's good right there. So you basically, it's kind of like you bend the rules when it's somebody you want to be bothering with. And you kind of stay strict to the rules when you know it's somebody that you really don't want to be bothered with.
Yeah. And that's basically what it is. It's like if I'm only dealing with you in your area, it shouldn't mean anything to you because the truth of me dealing with you is when I'm around other people. That's why I always tell people, think about this here. The things that truly matter and the honesty is what a person says when you're not around them. Because I could say around you and my friends, I could sit there and say all day about, hey, man, say. If I really don't want to be bothered with her, but me and her was around my friends, I'd be like, man, this is my boo here. This is what I'm gonna be with. And then, but they already know that when Stacey's not around, I'm talking crazy about her. Now, when she's not around and I sit there and say, man, I'm not lying, this is who I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, that's when it matters, because I'm not trying to impress her. So my friends automatically know that's who he wants, because we never talked about nobody like that. You know, so it's not about what you do or what you say in that person's presence. It's what you do and what you say in their absence that matters.
Wow.
You know, and if a person can't hold you down when they're apart from you, trust me, they're going to tear you apart because you're trying to hold on to them.
With us being on the outside, we don't know what happens when we're not around. So you kind of got to trust that what the person is saying to you is really real. But I've also learned, now we have this thing as women called women's intuition. Not only do we have women's intuition, but you got to have some kind of common sense, some street knowledge, something, where it's something in your face or something doesn't feel right, that you have to investigate that. And I don't mean become inch high, private eye, put on all black and follow the person. I don't mean that. But you got to listen to your gut sometimes. Sometimes the answer is right there in front of you. But because we've gotten to a place where, I don't want to say we're desperate, but it kind of sort of seems like it. Like, we're willing to settle and take whatever we get just for a few minutes to be with the man. And I'm just being honest.
Yeah, but no, what happens is this. It's you've been and played this person up to your friend so much that you can't accept them not liking you. In your mind, say for instance, you just told your friends all the good stuff about this guy, and all of a sudden he turns out to be nothing that you ever imagined. What happens is you can't let your friends know that you made a mistake. So you're not going to tell them the truth. So now you're going to lie to make him still be who you thought he was.
You're absolutely right. I've been there, done that. Where you think this person is just like the best thing since McDonald's Big Mac, but then you find out some truths about them, but you've already blown him up to your friends. Like, he is really all of this. So now you find yourself having to kind of lie a little bit and back away a little bit, saying stuff like, you know, it's just not working out. We're busy, you know, that kind of thing. So you save face. So what I've learned to do, first of all, I don't tell everybody about my business. Nobody knows my business like that. Now, I have my sister and my best friend who I talk to about certain things. But I'm trying to be honest and when I'm talking about them. Because like I told you, I'm a strong cup of coffee, so I know I make mistakes myself. So it's not going to be all him anyway. It's going to be me because I have my ways too. But it's more so getting to know the him, like you said earlier, instead of worrying about going to the restaurants and the, you know, posting everything, because especially in the industry, it's kind of hard not to date in public. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because especially if you're dealing with relationships or you're talking to people about relationships, people watch your relationship. So you kind of got to give them a little piece. But my thing is, you don't give everything. First of all, you don't know everything to give. And you really don't want to live that up, because that's one of the biggest killers of relationships. Like you said earlier, is for everybody to be in your relationship.
Yeah, and but the issue with that is that most times, say for instance, like even when you brought up that friends will ask you questions or you see stuff with them in relationships that aren't working, what happens is, the only time you really start asking and bringing people in is truly when you see it's over. Because once, you, and not over because you've accepted it. But
we may have lost him for a minute. Hello? Okay, we'll wait for 7 to come back on. We're talking about relationships with 7 Johnson. You can catch him on Facebook. He has what's called Pillow Talk as well, and you heard about it in the last segment. before the show just acted up, where he comes out to where you are, and he'll talk to you and a group of your friends. Now, mind you, he said they need to be close friends, not friends of friends, not friends of family. They need to be people who you don't mind being in your business, because you're going to talk about some personal things, and you don't want people running to tell that. You don't want people talking behind your back. You really want people who are going to celebrate your relationship, people who are going to cry if it doesn't work out, people who are going to go through, you know, every part of your relationship. So he has what's called pillow talk. And if you get a chance, go on to Facebook, look up Seven Johnson. You'll also see him under Cornel Johnson. And get some information from the webpage. He goes and he does a blog on Facebook. I can't even tell you how often it is because it changes, it varies. But I will tell you it has been a huge blessing for me, myself, personally. I won't tell you what I heard. I'll tell you what I know, where I have gotten some insight in relationships as it relates to relationship between men and women. I have gotten some information about myself, the standards that I should have, things that I should tolerate, should not tolerate. Ladies, let me just say, it is okay. It is okie-dokie fine to have standards. It's okay to have your limits. It's okay to set boundaries. It is. I don't want you to let society tell you that because the ratio from women to men is 15 to 1, especially here in Atlanta, that it's okay for you to accept whatever you get, because that is not the truth. You can have standards. You can love yourself. You can care about yourself. You can like yourself. You don't have to settle. You don't have to be the side chick, the side piece, the side whatever. You deserve to be the only one in a man's life. There are enough men here. I don't let them lie to you. I don't want to hear about men being locked up or they're not interested in women or they're already married. I don't want to hear that, because there are good men out there. And I have plenty of friends that are good men. Now, a lot of them are already taken. However, I just want to dispel the myth that all men are dogs, because they're not. As a matter of fact, out of all the men I know, I would say it'd be the opposite. All the men I know are good-hearted, good guys. So it's worth investing time in getting to know yourself, finding out what you like, finding out what you don't like, finding out who you like. Take time. Seven gave us some good advice, and he and I are going to definitely talk, because he needs to do this show like once a week. Definitely. I'll partner with him, because this is a learning experience for myself, and it's already been another blessing to me to help me to make sure that I line up with things that I've prayed for, things I've asked for, things that I see God already manifesting in my life. But I also want to be sure that I don't take what God has blessed me with for granted. You heard, seven times we'll have it. It'll be perfect. It'll be in our lives. It'll be in our hands. And we mess up because we're like, well, I only got 99.9. Let me try for that 100. Let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, there is no 100. I promise you that. The only perfect person is back in heaven. There is no perfect person here. However, there is a perfect person for you. There is a person that will like you, that will love you, that will adore you, that will appreciate you, that will take you in sickness and health, for better or for worse, that will take your stinky along with your sweet. Trust me. Trust me, and I'm talking about my experience, because if a man could love Andrea for as a strong cup of coffee as she is, as I am, trust me, there's hope for you. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, this has been some good information, and I pray that you will take seriously the advice that Seven was given. He has a book out. He has been magazine articles. He has been on other talk shows. He is worldwide. You hear that he's on the bus now traveling, and he's on tour with people. He gets paid for this that he's given to us for free. So I would say take heed to it. I'll have information on the website where you can reach him, where you can buy his book, because his book, you want to get it. And I'm praying that he's working on another, because there needs to be more relationship discussion. Ladies, take care of you and take care of your man, take care of your kids. Take care of your finances, take care of your business, take care of your job. But first and foremost, be in the will of God. Trust me, it sounds like a lot, and women do deal with a lot. However, when you seek God and put him first, things start falling into order. And I want you to remember what you prayed for. Remember what you asked God for. Just remember those things. So that way, they manifest, you don't forget. You know, sometimes God gives us blessings, and because they may not be the way we want them and the timeliness that we want them, so we start complaining and sulking. Well, I would say just remember that before that blessing came, you were praying for it. Before it happened, you were crying out for it. So now it's here. Accept it and accept that it may not be the way you want it or who you want it or how you wanted it, but God knows best. And sometimes we look at things and say, oh, it's not lining up the way I want it, and it's good because now you got something better. You have someone better. And so I would say to you, seek God first, pray, move forward, keep doing what you're doing in life because you just don't know when or how it will happen. But God's not a liar. If he promised that he was going to provide whatever it is you're praying for, he'll do it. You just pray for his timing so that way when he sends it to you, you already receive it. You heard Seven and I talking earlier. I prayed. I prayed for my man to come. I prayed for my Boaz, my Adam. I prayed for my Joseph. I prayed for my Jacob. I prayed for my husband to come. Now, it still took God's timing, and I'm still not married yet. I'm a lot closer than I was. Oh, yeah, I'm just putting it out in the atmosphere. But, you know. And I still had others coming, distractions, whatever you want to call them, and I had to recognize something. And I posted it on my Facebook page, I think it was this morning or last night, I can't remember, and it was three words. And you heard me say them, you said them, you've heard them talked about, preached about, you heard it. Reason, season, lifetime. You have to know what context coming in. Are they reason people? Are they season people? Are they lifetime people? And you don't want to confuse the three because you can mess up your life just by thinking the lifetime person is a season person, so you get rid of them. And then come to find out, now you just threw away the blessing that you prayed for. Seven talked about it in the last segment. Or you may mistake the reason person for a season person. They're just there to take care of one thing and one thing only. But now you're holding on to them. It's 6 months. It's a year. It's 2 years. They were supposed to be gone as soon as they took care of whatever it was they were sent here to do. And now you're crying and you're miserable and you're wondering why. Well, because they weren't ever supposed to be seasoned. They were there for a reason. They may have been there to hold your hand. They may have been there because you were assigned to teach them something. I've been there before when God will send you somebody that you're supposed to minister to, witness to, pray for, teach something, and I held on to that person because that's the one. Yes, he lines up just the way I want him to. He looks just the way I want him to. He's smart just the way I want him to be. He makes me laugh. And God was like, I never told you that was him. But you holding on. Now you holding on. Now you're miserable. He's miserable. And the person God has for you got to go back and wait. I'm playing around. Then you're wondering why he's not bawling heartbroken because that reason person has lasted past the reason. Now you got them into season, and God forbid you marry this person. God forbid it. So be careful of how you place people in your life. Thank you so much for tuning into Behind the Scenes today. I'm definitely going to find Seven, and we're definitely going to do this again. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have to make this like a weekly segment or something with him because I just need to sit down and listen and take some notes because he is powerful in relationships. God bless you. Take care. And I'll talk to you next month.